On the bridge, Richard is alerted by the radar as it begins beeping and indicates two vessels approaching the ship. He steps closer to the screen and studies it, his brow furrowed. He picks up his radio.
Shane, come up to the bridge.
Okay.
Richard picks up his binoculars and walks across the bridge to a door. He slides it open and steps onto the deck. He raises his binoculars and looks beyond the stern of the ship and sees the two wooden skiffs approaching. Inside, Shane joins him on the bridge.
What's up, Cap? Everything okay?
I don't like the look of that.
He points to the radar screen. Shane's eyes widen. Richard picks up an internal phone. He calls the engine room.
Yeah, Cap.
Chief, I want all your guys on station.
We're still in the drill?
No, this is real world.
We got something coming up on our starboard quarter.
Got it.
Port 5 degrees. Let's see if they follow us.
Port 5.
Shane goes to the helm and looks up at the ceiling compass. He adjusts the ship's wheel. The rudder churns up the water. As the ship turns left, Richard watches the radar screen. The pursuing skiffs alter their direction.
Get the crew back to the muster stations.
Right. Attention all crew, return to your muster stations. Repeat, return to your muster stations. This is not a drill, this is a real-world situation.
Richard calls Mike in the engine room.
Yeah, Cap.
I want to come up to 122.
Helmsman at the bridge, second mate and helmsman at the bridge, please.
Mike watches gauges.
You're good. Bring her on up.
Richard hangs up and increases the ship's speed. He watches the level rise as the engines grind on. The frothing wave becomes stronger. To Shane.
Now give me U.S. maritime emergency.
Richard steps on deck and trains his binoculars on the boats. Shane makes a call as the boats draw closer.
Two skiffs. Can't tell how many they're carrying.
Copy that. There's no answer at the U.S. maritime emergency line.
Where's the UK MTO?
Right. What's up? We got two skiffs approaching. Get on the radar.
Ken watches as the skiffs close in on the ship.
Yeah, this is the Maersk Alabama. Here's the captain.
Richard comes inside.
UK MTO.
Operations?
Receiving.
This is the Maersk Alabama.
Our position is 2 degrees 2 north by 49 degrees 19 east. Our course is 180, our speed is 17 knots.
We have two skiffs approaching at a distance of 1.5 miles with a possible mothership following.
Potential piracy situation.
Copy, Alabama. You should alert your crew, get your fire hoses ready, and follow lockdown procedures.
Richard blinks rapidly.
Is that it?
I'm relaying your transmission now, but chances are it's just fishermen.
Then I'll hear the fish.
On board Musse's boat, Bilal rests a machine gun on his lap. In front of him is Naji, the last of Musse's picks. Elmi is by the engine. Musse stands up and watches the ship through binoculars. Assad's skiff comes up beside them. Musse lowers his binoculars and shouts, "She's really big. Get ready." Assad mocks, "You worry about yourself, skinny rat." Richard looks out through his binoculars, then turns to Shane.
Both skiffs carrying armed men. Distance?
1.25 miles and closing.
Richard picks up the phone to Mike.
Yeah, Cap. I want to bring it up to 125.
Mike stares at the gauges.
You're still good.
125.
Richard pushes a lever, increasing the ship's speed. The skiffs pick up their speed, too, scudding along the waves in the wake of the Maersk Alabama. Musse shouts, "Brothers, we're going to make a lot of money." "Slow down," shouts Assad. "The waves are too big." On board the ship, Shane looks anxious.
"They're at 1 mile now, Cap. Only 1 mile."
Richard lowers the chunky binoculars and stares out pensively from behind his glasses. He staggers back into the bridge with a glazed expression. Shane watches nervously and Richard picks up the phone.
Coalition Warship 237, this is Maersk Alabama. Coalition Warship 237, Maersk Alabama.
Richard speaks through a closed fist.
Go, Alabama. Our position is...
The pilots listen on radio handsets.
0 5
We have a crew of 20. We are preparing our weapons now, but request air support if possible. Copy.
Shane's incredulous. Richard pauses, then covers the receiver again.
Copy, Alabama. Beware, a gunship is in the air. ETA your position, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Thank you, 237.
Richard ends his fake call and looks grim. The taller Hufan, who also listened in, runs to the side and looks anxiously up at the sky. Assad shouts, "Did you hear that? Did you hear that? We've got to get out of here. Turn back, turn back," he insists. His skiff turns away from Musa's. Musa asks, "What are you doing? Where are you going?" As Assad's skiff speeds away. Musa exhorts his crew, "Come on, keep going." Elmi keeps a firm grip on the tiller.
"Yeah, we got one down. But the other one's still coming. Half a mile out.
We need to make a bigger wake."
On the phone.
"Yeah, cancel the limits. 129.
Mike looks at a computer screen.
"Yeah, you're right on the edge. We're cylinder number 5.
Do it. Port 5 degrees.
Port 5 degrees.
Richard pushes the throttle to its highest limit. The wake froths as the ship turns. On the skiff. Despite being buffeted by the wake, Musa calls to Elmi, "Faster, faster."
"Cap, they're in a quarter mile now.
Stop at 5 degrees.
Stop at 5 degrees.
Richard watches through the binoculars as the ship turns right. In the skiff, Musa urges Elmi, "Hurry, hurry, go." Elmi responds, "We're pushing this engine too hard." In the engine room, Mike watches a load indicator which reads 98 millimeters. Container ship surges through the water, leaving its long, turbulent wake, which tosses the skiff behind it. "Faster, faster," shouts Musa. Richard takes the binoculars from his eyes and drums his fingers on them before raising them again. The skiff's engine cuts out and Musa is thrown off his feet. Richard sees them slow to a stop. Musa glares at the ship. "Come on, let's go," he screams at Elmi, who tries to restart the engine. "This thing is busted," he says. "Then fix it," says Musa. "I'm trying." Pilot and ship's captain stare at each other through their binoculars. Richard lowers his, stands still, then walks inside. Musa slumps down on the side of the skiff as it bobs up and down in the billowing waves. He wipes his face. Night. Shane is joined by Richard outside the mess deck.
"They're not messing around. They lit us up from miles away. They got
must have been trackers. Why doesn't the shipping company give us our guards?
Move it in. Let's go. Captain's here.
It's on the radar. They're clocking at like 27 knots, man. They
guys,
we cannot outrun these guys.
Settle down!
Obviously, we all just went through a dangerous situation. Two skiffs, both with armed intruders. Now, we all know that's the kind of thing that is a hazard in these waters. But you performed well. The ship performed well. The authorities have been made aware of what's going on, so I think we have the situation pretty well in hand. From now on, we just follow our normal duties. Mate, what do you got?"
"Yeah, we're all on double shifts until we make it through these waters."
"All right. Chief, can you keep the engineers on roster for me?"
"We'll keep a guy down there in the ECR around the clock."
"All right. Enjoy your coffee. Cap."
Richard turns to crew member John Cronin.
"They're coming back."
"Yeah, that's right. They're coming back.
If they come back, we'll follow the procedure. They work today, they'll work again. We got the speed, we got the height, we got the hoses that can sink those skiffs. We will follow the procedures, even if we have to shut down, lock down, go dead in the water, and wait for help."
"I don't think there's any way."
I'm a union guy, okay? 25 years, all right? And I'm telling you right now, then they're not paying me enough to fight pirates, okay?" "Yeah.
You all signed up for a route that went around the Horn of Africa. What did you expect?"
"I didn't sign up for the Navy over here, okay? I didn't sign up.
You signed up for the route. You signed up
right,
for this.
For cargo ship.
What did you expect?
Not getting attacked without weapons.
Wait, why don't we just get out of here? We get out, we put some room between us and
go
them.
Where?
Turn and go.
Go where? In 8 hours, we could be, what, 100 miles from
100
here?
100 to 150
easy.
East.
Easy.
There's five pirate bands that are working this part of the world right now. You go out 300 miles, you run into one. You go out six, you run into another. Look, our job is to move the cargo as fast as possible. That's the job. Well, now, if anybody doesn't like it, if anybody wants to get off the ship, if anybody doesn't like this route between Salalah and Djibouti and Mombasa, come up to my office and we'll sign the paperwork per the union, and you'll be on the first flight home out of Mombasa.
The crew members are cowed and sneak glances at the grim-faced, somber-looking captain, who turns on his heels.
Enjoy your coffee. Let's get back to work.
Okay, let's get away.